Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Top of the 5 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in. The youngest in charge, Adele Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney, will take you up to 7 o'clock. In about a half hour, our pal Ryan Fowler going to join the program. He's been covering the NFL draft for years, one of the better football minds out there in the ether. He'll join the program to chew on the question that I'm asking now at 301-230-0980. How close are the Commanders to being a perennial postseason team in the conference? 301-230-0980. Now, I've conducted a little survey. Haven't gotten all the feedback I've been looking for in the survey, but I've asked a bunch of trusted minds the same question that we're asking you at 301-230-0980. All these answers, and I should have said this before I texted the folks. Everyone's name will remain anonymous. I will just read the thoughts because I asked this question. I'll read the first one that I have here in my text. I'm going to go from top to bottom. If Jaden is healthy, they can get there this offseason. No Jaden or unreliable Jaden, 2 to 3 years. In terms of the answer to the question of, well, how far away is Washington from being a perennial postseason participant? Another answer says close if healthier and Jaden is healthy. The next answer, no thoughts. 2 to 3 years. The next answer. Then I got a good one here. The roster obviously has a lot of holes. Draft next year is crucial to getting 3 to 4 impact players. Plug and play bets didn't work. But if Jaden stays healthy, I think they're back next year and for years to come. Got another answer. Closer than people think. I hope and think this year could end up being an anomaly, but depends on how Peters handles the offseason. I'd say 2 to 3 years away. Still need another few seasons of good drafts and free agent additions, so a good offseason with a third or fourth place schedule would get you right back in 26. However, to maintain it, you have to add next year the pieces that they missed this season. Plus, you got to get lucky with the injury bug. We'll continue to read the answers to this survey that I'm conducting as we roll throughout the hour, but I want to answer it now. Before I even answer the question, I want to start here. And this is what we were talking about in preparation for the show. If I had to ask you, inject you with truth serum and ask you, how many blue chip players, meaning top 10 to 12 at their position, I think is how we should define blue chip. Is that fair? Right? How many blue chip players are on this Washington Commanders roster?
Probably got 3, 4.
I think we're on the same page with who those guys are. Jaden Daniels, I think we would say is blue chip. Laremy Tunsil. At left tackle, I would say is blue chip. Terry McLaurin at wide receiver, I would say is blue chip. And then
maybe Sam
Cosmi at right guard. Two of those guys were already here when you took the job over. One of them you just traded for this offseason and you drafted Jaden Daniels. You need more talent on this roster. Point blank, period. And I think to me, that is where I am at. That is my number one focal point and concern here and what I want to improve moving forward. And it's going to sound maybe cliche. It may seem like I'm only talking at surface level, but I'll put it in terms you all can understand. They need talent. The great teams in the NFL, there are premium positions in this league. Quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher, corner. Are the four positions I would say are the most important in the National Football League. Quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher, or someone that can disrupt the other team's quarterback on a routine basis, and then corner. Washington right now has two of the four. Jaden Daniels, Laremy Tunsil. You are still missing the disruptor of the quarterback. You are still missing the bona fide number one corner. Now, you may have that in Trey Amos. Time will tell. But when I ask the question of how far they are away from being a perennial postseason team and sustaining it, right? That's where the perennial word comes in. I think the point is valid. They are a little ways away, right? I don't think this is some one off-season quick fix. You have holes littered all across this roster. Whether you all want to be realistic about it or not, you need two linebackers. You need disruptors up front. You need multiple starters in your secondary. And most importantly, and this is where we'll get into this debate, I feel like, as we roll throughout this hour, Ant. Because me and you were talking about this on the phone in terms of their biggest need, and we'll talk about that coming up. I'm not going to say it's their biggest need, but you got to surround Jaden Daniels with a better supporting cast. You look at all the young signal callers across the National Football League, specifically the ones that were selected in his very class. Washington's supporting cast, by far, is the worst. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Argue with somebody you love, not me. They have the worst supporting cast of all the young quarterbacks that were taken in that class. Drake May, Penix, Bo Nix, McCarthy, Caleb. Now, you can make the argument that Drake May isn't dealing with a whole lot, but I look at Drake May and what they have at wide receiver and Pop Douglas and Stephon Diggs, Mac Hollins, the investments that they make, Kyle Williams, who they drafted in the third round this past year, who's only got two catches, but it is what it is. Booty. Keyshawn Booty is tied for 10th in the NFL in touchdowns. They put pieces around Drake May. We didn't. So I'm going to say that with my chest puffed out loud. We have the worst supporting cast for our young quarterback than any other team in the National Football League that was, or in that draft class, rather. Do I need to go down the list or y'all going to take my word for it? You know what Caleb Williams has? Rome, Burden, two young good tight ends, DJ Moore. You know what Mike Penix got? Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Drake London. You know what JJ got? Jettis, Hockenson, Addison. You know what Nix has? Now, Bo Nix's supporting cast is interesting. That would be the one that I would say is most comparable to what Washington has. So if you want to poo-poo on the supporting cast of the 7-2 Broncos, go ahead. But the depth that they have, Evan Engram, Marvin Mims, Cortland Sutton, Troy Franklin, speed at least, right? R.J. Harvey in the second round or third round, right? They have done a really good job supporting their young quarterback. That, to me, is, if not at the very top of the board, it's number two in terms of what needs to happen this offseason. And the fact that we're having offseason conversation before Thanksgiving makes me want to bang my head against the wall. We're back in poverty. That's what it feels like. Like I said, I'm going to wear it on my sleeve today. Because it is an astonishing thing to think about. 301-230-0980 is the number. How close are the Washington Commanders to being a perennial postseason team in the NFC? Let's go to Jason and Laurel. What's up, Jason?
Linnell, what's up, brother? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate love
the show. I love this topic. And with the survey you took, I kind of agree with pretty much the standard answer there, but I look at it from a different thing, not necessarily 2 or 3 years. I think legitimately they need 20 new players. Not all on defense. Offense, they need a bunch of skilled people. But I think you got a total of 20 new bodies that they need. How long is it going to take to get those 20 new bodies? 2 or 3 years. Because they're not going to fill every hole in this offseason, just like they couldn't fill every hole in the last offseason.
Jason, let me cut you off for a second, because I hear everybody keep saying that. We can't fill this hole this offseason, just like we couldn't fill every hole last offseason. Well, what holes did you fill last offseason?
Well, listen, you know I love you. I always say that on the airlines. I love you. I disagree a little bit with the take that you just had. I think they've done a lot to protect Jaden. They've rebuilt an offensive line. And remember, they bought Hurts in for him as a rookie. Now, he definitely needs more help with skill positions. And I'd really like to see wide receivers, running backs, in a super athletic tight end.
But here's my question. Did they build the offensive line? They added 3 starters since they've gotten here. Chris Paul was already here.
They added the center.
Chris Paul was already here. Cosme was already here. But I hear what you're saying.
You know, but listen, they're going to look better next year, and we better not get all excited like we did last year, because they're going to have a worse schedule next year, mm-hmm. and they'll look better next year. But the question that you asked the listeners is, how far are they away from bringing up a perennial team? And I think they're 20 players away, or an extremely healthy Jaden Daniels. Mm. And, you know, if you get those two things, you're going to be good.
You may be cooking. I appreciate you as always, Jason. 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back on the other side of the break, we'll continue to take your calls. How far are the Washington Commanders away from being a perennial postseason team in the NFC? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, me and Ant will chew on the biggest need this offseason for the Washington Commanders next. They're on the Burgundy and Gold today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
301-230-0980 is the number. A Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. In about 10 minutes, our pal Ryan Fowler of the Draft Network, formerly of the Draft Network, formerly of Commanders.com, been all around the block, formerly of Bleacher Report. He's going to join us. And we're going to take a big picture look, a 1,000-foot view at the Washington Commanders. And what we're asking you right now at 301-230-0980 is this. How close are the Commanders to being a perennial playoff team in the NFC? And then what we're going to add here in this segment, before we get to your calls, what is the biggest, what should the focus be this offseason? Is that the better way to phrase this? What should the number one priority be this offseason for the Washington Commanders? I think there are two glaring answers, and I want to see which one you all think is more important. I think I can make the case that you should do everything in your power to improve the skill group around Jaden Daniels this offseason, right? If you can upgrade the offensive line, do that. If you can upgrade wide receiver, tight end, running back. I think protecting him and putting him in position to succeed to where he doesn't have to do everything, I think that's got to be at the top of the mind. But the other thing is this, and it's my number one thing, because I think this will help him as well. They are dying for a game wrecker on this defense. And I think it should come by way of the front four, whether it's a game-wrecking defensive end, game-wrecking defensive tackle. You need it. That, to me, is the number one problem with the Commanders' defense. They can't impact the quarterback on a consistent enough basis. The numbers tell you that. The eye tests tell you that. And I know Dorrance Armstrong is on the shelf. I know people are going to say, well, we got Dorrance. Even when Dorrance was healthy, yes, he had, what was it, 6.5 sacks in 6 games? That's 1 sack per game. What is he doing on the other snaps in the game? Not impacting the quarterback enough. He's nowhere near the top of the league in pressures when he was healthy. They need a game wrecker up front. Currently, the Commanders have 22 sacks on the season. They're tied with the Packers, the Titans, the Giants, right? In terms of how many quarterback pressures they have on the year, right? First of all, the Broncos have 154. Washington has 109. Massive difference. Denver's in first. Washington's 13th. Quarterback pressure percentage. We'll get you all the numbers here, right? They're 13th there too. This is why the numbers to me, it's so much deeper than what the numbers say. Because if you watch this team week in and week out, that to me, and I'm willing to go to war about this, that is the number one problem with the Commanders' defense. They do not impact the quarterback enough on a down-in, down-out basis. They simply don't. So that's my number one priority this offseason. And I get it. You got to put a team around Jaden. You got to lessen and ease his burden and what he's asked to do offensively. I totally agree. And we had the conversation in the last segment about the skill group of the other young quarterbacks around the National Football League, the other young quarterbacks that were taken in Jaden's class. Far and away better than what we have here in D.C. While that is true, and I am, you know, solely focused on that, I also feel like, you know what? They really, really need some blue chippers on the defense. They really, really need to invest some significant capital by way of the draft or free agency at the edge rusher spot, at the defensive tackle spot, a spot where you can impact the quarterback consistently. They don't have that right now. They don't have that right now. Those would be the two things at the top of my list and what they need. And I can hear the argument either which way in terms of which one is more important. But I'll tell you this. You look at all the good teams in this league, right? We went through our, we can go through the power rankings again real quick, and I'm going to look at the real ESPN power rankings, not even a Super Six Pack. Buffalo, Ed Oliver on the interior of their defense can get after the quarterback. Bosa can get after the quarterback. Draymond Jones can get after the quarterback. Philadelphia, we know they're having Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis on the interior. Ajomo. The Colts, Leitu Latu, DeForest Buckner, Tampa, edge rushers all over the damn place. Vita Vea impacting the quarterback. Chris Braswell, Hassan Reddick, Savassier Dennis, Yaya Diaby, Logan Hall, Elijah Roberts, Kalijah Kansi. I just named, like, all those dudes would start on this defense that I just named, right? It's the commonality, the common thing that all these teams have. The Rams, Braden Fisk, Jared Verse, Kobe Turner, Detroit, Aiden Hutchinson, Aleem McNeil, DJ Reader. Everybody's got it. Denver, Jonathan Cooper, Benito, John Franklin Myers. Everyone's got it. We don't. We got to get some game wreckers up front. Because if this defense can be better, that also helps the young quarterback. But when you think about since they've gotten here, does it not feel like more of the resources have been poured on the offensive side of the ball since they've gotten here? Is that like a fair thing to say? Yeah, they traded draft capital for Lattimore. You spent a second-round pick on Amos. You gave $15 million to Kinlaw. You signed Louisville and Wagner via free agency. You brought in Dorrance via free agency. But where was that top-of-the-market move? Hasn't happened yet to this point. It's why people were clamoring for Josh Sweat this offseason. They got to make a significant investment in that side of the football, specifically at the rusher spot. They need it, non-negotiable. 301-230-0980. Vince is in Akakik. What's up, Vince?
What's up, Linnell?
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. I'm sorry you pulled a saw in your wound. I seen the video when y'all saw it live and Jay didn't hurt. And honestly, the only reason why it was funny to me was because I actually know that pain and that sorrow that you went through. I've experienced it for most of my life. But to just see it happen in real time of y'all experiencing it and to see you crash out the way you did, it brought some cruel joy to my life that night.
I'm glad I could do that for you, brother, man.
To answer your question, man, my truth is, I don't know when, how close, or how far we are away from being a perennial playoff team. I have this fan against amongst my group chat where I end every conversation that we have about the Red Commanders. We are some piss until we're not. And I tell people I'm going to continue to hold that line until we make the playoffs 3 years in a row because that's the only way I can then go dumb and act like a Cowboy fan and say, yeah, every year. And I don't.
Right.
And I don't know when we get to being a playoff team every year because I didn't know if we were a playoff team this year. We had so many question marks coming into the year.
You were right. You've said this dating back to the summer. I remember a conversation with you in the summer.
Yes. Even with Jaden being one of the question marks for me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm being completely honest, Jaden has failed the test miserably for me, even outside of the injuries. Like, even when Jaden played, I never felt like Jaden was actually looking like what I would hope that he was supposed to look like this year.
You should see the way you should see the way Anthony's face is turning across the glass. When you said that, it felt like you woke up a beast in him.
Yeah, I know Terry wasn't there. I know the offense wasn't there, things like that. But like, even just like sometimes I felt like Jaden started too slow, or like he didn't have this sense of urgency. Like, I know that I have to be the reason why we win today. And it was almost like he was trying to let the game come to him and things like that. So he continued to be a question mark. Then the way the season has unfolded has continued to be a question mark with him. Even his durability, that was a question mark.
I think that's the biggest question that I got. I'm sorry to cut you short. We got to get to Ryan Fowler coming up here momentarily. Curtis wants to chime in. What's up, Curtis?
How you doing, Neil? You're my favorite. Let me say something. I am sick and tired of this beat bashing Jason Daniels. He thrown to a bunch of statues out there. Adam Peterson blew this thing. They had $65 million. There's no way we should want to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. He got all them. He got nobody can run on the team on either side of the football. They need speed and youth. And that's it.
Point blank, I agree with you. Gary is in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing now?
Good,
look,
man.
I think that they are quite a bit off from being a perennial playoff team. I didn't think that their roster was really better than the top 7-8 teams coming into the season. And this year has proven that we need, you know, Jaden needs more help. He's not going to go out there and win games by himself. So, and I agree with you on an edge rusher. You saw on Monday night what Josh Sweat can do.
Yeah.
He had two great plays that changed it, that really changed the game. So we need to go out and get a game wrecker on the, in my opinion, on defensive end. I'm exhausted with the defensive tackle drafts. There's been so many that's been drafted over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
I think they need to go out and get an edge rusher.
For sure. I appreciate you as always. Terry will wrap us up. What's up, Terry?
Yeah. Hello, Linnell.
What's up, Terry?
Hey, yeah. We about 3-4 years away. Like, we need defensive end, like y'all saying, through the offseason, I was saying, like, we should go after, like, Sweat. We should go after Henderson. But, like, everybody been jumping on these, like, draft picks and stuff. It's not like they not doing things for Jaden or for the offense. It's just the players that we are drafting ain't making contributions. And, like, the other caller said, like, I mess with JD5, but he's not the top. You called him a blue chipper. I'm like, Linnell, you tripping. He's no blue chipper. He's a good quarterback. Y'all just want to put this man in all world, but a great quarterback, a blue chipper, makes the lower level player better. Mm. He doesn't do that.
It's a strong take. I appreciate you as always. 301-230-0980. Ryan Fowler going to join us next. We'll ask him some of the same questions we've been asking you, taking a 1,000-foot view at the Washington Commanders next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with our pal Dalton Wasserman, a Pro Football Focus. We'll ask him about the NFL trade deadline. And then who are the contenders and the pretenders in the National Football League as we have officially hit the midway point. Right now, though, want to go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show is where we find our pal Ryan Fowler, NFL and college football analyst, one of the best in the biz, talking ball. Ryan, what's going on? Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, Linnell. Always appreciate you having me on, man.
Yes, indeed. You all can give Ryan a follow. I almost called you Ryan Follower, but you're not a follower. You're Ryan Fowler on the X app at underscore Ryan Fowler underscore. We've talked about a lot, Ryan, here in the first hour and change of the program. What I want to ask you is this, because I trust your evaluation of talent. I want to see how different you are than I am in terms of where this roster currently stands here in D.C. How many blue-chip players are on the Washington Commanders, Ryan?
Yeah, I think, honestly, Linnell, you know, I think you look at Terry, I think you look at Laremy Tunsil, I think you look at Jaden Daniels as your bona fide blue-chippers on this roster. Now, if we looked at it a few years ago, we could probably say Von Miller, we could probably say Bobby Wagner, but that's not the case
right
now. So I think probably three bona fide blue chippers on this roster. What, and that's
where are you on Sam Cosmi right now? Are you yeah, is he fringe? Is he a fringe guy for you?
He's a fringe guy, and that's a great point, Linnell. It is. I do like Sam Cosmi, but I just think recently with the injuries, I want to see him work back to what he was, you know, pre-injury. So
totally
I would say he's a fringe guy.
Totally agree. And I think, you know, me and Ant we're talking and discussing this. Before we brought you on, I think you're spot on. Those are the three or four guys we listed. I put Cosmi as like a fringe guy. And I asked that question because the big question, and I don't think I – did I send you the text? I'm putting out a survey, trying to conduct a survey of, you know, how close are the Commanders to being, you know, a legitimate perennial NFC postseason team? If you could share your answer to that question to our audience.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think bottom line, Linnell, I do think they're a draft or two away. And what I mean by that is not just, hey, you know, adding proverbial darts from the dartboard and hoping it works. I am such a believer in player development and coaching. And we live in a microwave society where everybody wants Josh Connerly to be Trent Williams right away. And that's not going to happen. You know, I do believe in development, whether it's good or it's bad. But you need a couple more drafts. And I think at the end of the day, though, Linnell, the point for me is as long as you have a healthy Jaden Daniels under center, you have a chance against anybody. And I think if you have a chance against anybody and you can win 50% of your ball games, well, then that puts you in a spot to be a potential perennial type of playoff contender. But when I think perennial, Linnell, I think top four or five team in the conference year after year after year, and the Commanders are just not there yet.
I totally agree with that assessment. Yeah, I think we're in a real delicate point in this rebuild, Ryan, is what I would say. I would say this 2026 offseason, just in terms of how the first 2 years have gone, maybe the most pivotal one of this rebuild. We were talking about this before we brought you on too, man, and I know it's going to probably sound like we're doing like revisionist history here, and look, I don't want to spend too much time previewing Commanders and Lions because it's just a game that I don't expect Washington to win. I don't know if they'll even be competitive coming up here on Sunday. But to me, the two biggest, most important things that need to happen this offseason, Ryan, finding a difference maker within the front four, right, whether that's via the draft or via free agency, and then improving the supporting cast around Jaden Daniels. Are you putting those two in any particular order? And then the importance level of both of those things to you.
I'm right there with you. And I wouldn't be shocked if they're sitting there with, let's just say, a top 12 pick in April. And, you know, there's always going to be folks upset with whatever happens. There's always, you know, Mona Lisa, or not Mona Lisa, Mother Teresa had people that didn't like her at the end of the day. So whatever you do, is people going to not like it. But I think if you're able to grab a Jordan Tyson or a Cornell Tate, one of those guys to get on the outside, I can't look at this receivers room at a 31-year-old Terry McLaurin, 30-year-old Debo, and a 30-year-old Noah Brown with Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane and say, yep, the room's okay. I can't do that.
Yeah.
They need a difference maker. They need a legit X at the NFL level to be a wide receiver one. And you saw what Jaden could do, whether it was years past, the guy like Frank Darby at Arizona State, or you know, even a guy, of course, like Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers down there at LSU. So get him a guy on offense and then on defense. You know, even heading into 2025, Linnell, they had to add edge. They didn't. You know, they liked the big boys that they got in free agency, of course, and they thought Javonte Jean-Baptiste was going to take a step. But, you know, look at a guy like Donovan Ezeraku, who I know we talked about in the pre-draft process. He continues to flash. for Dallas as really one of their headliners down there. And no, he's not Micah Parsons yet. Not many people are.
Right.
But they need bottom line more talent to win in isolation, and they flat out do not have that right now.
Yeah, I think you're singing all the right tunes, man. That's my big thing right now with this football team, and really what's at the core of their problems is, to me, it's just a lack of talent across the board. And it's to be expected here in year number two of a rebuild, so I get that. To me, what's most important, the development of the 2024 class and this 2025 class, and then hitting on some difference makers in 2026. We're going to talk about this when we let you go, Ryan, and unfortunately we do got to do that at some point. We would have you all show if you could stay, but when you look at evaluating their 2024 class, and you got to remind me here, Ryan, how many picks do they have in 2024? Was that nine?
Eight or nine?
Right.
Yep.
When is it a fair time? How long do we wait for those guys to develop before we are responsibly able to levy down criticism?
So I'll say this, Linnell. For me, it's usually, I mean, every guy differs, right, as far as your role and what kind of that arc is as far as offense, defense, or special teams, and for some of those multi-phase contributors.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's situations where Adam Peters has already told us how he evaluates and how quickly he does and how short the leash is, because Dom Hampson played one game.
Yeah, it's gone.
And he's gone, right? So that's a pick that they liked with decent day three capital in the fifth round out of Washington. And they really didn't give the kid a shot and said, hey, we got to get you out of the door. So when you look at 2024 and all those names, I'm still confident that guys like Johnny Newton, Mike Sanderson, I don't think Mikey has forgotten how to play ball at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen flashes from Luke McCaffrey. Brandon Coleman, for me, was a hit last year. But when I look at Ben Sinnott specifically in the second round, it just flat out is not good enough. Now, I know a lot of folks out there will say, hey, he's blocking for him. He's sticking his face in the mud. I can grab a couple guys off the street and ask him to block for me as a wide tight end. They didn't draft him, Linnell,
right,
to do that. They drafted him to be the heir apparent as an F weapon behind Zach Ertz whenever he hangs him up. And the future at the position is simply just not there right now, even though John Bates is a great guy in his role as a wide tight end. So that's a huge question for me. And really, overall, looking at this class, obviously Jaden's a hit. Usually everyone just wants to focus on that, and that's fine. But overall, as you mentioned earlier too, that the talent is just not good enough right now. And then when you can't execute either on game day,
right,
it just really looks like a crapshoot all the way around.
So let's stick on the 2024 class for a little bit longer here, Ryan. Of the guys, we'll obviously put Jaden Daniels to the side. Of the other seven or eight picks that they made, and we'll exclude Dom Hampton because he's out of here now, who's got the best chance in your mind to be a significant impact contributor? And before you answer, I also want to, throw this out there to fans. Everyone's not drafted to be a star, right? I think that's the goal whenever you're picking a guy, or maybe it's not. I actually can't even say that confidently because, maybe they're looking at, certain guys as developmental pieces, and we'll see what they are two and three years down the line. But, when you look at this class, the 2024 class in particular, outside of Jaden, who do you think's got the best chance, or do any of them have a chance to turn into a blue chipper?
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are probably going to disagree with me on this, Linnell. Mm-hmm. But I still think Mikey Sanders still is going to be a really good ball player.
Okay.
I really do. Now, I don't know. I mean, I asked the same question coming out of Michigan. Is he going to be a nickel? Is he going to be a guy that floats in and out? What is his true role going to be? And I think even these next few weeks, we're going to see a big test for him now with, of course, Marshawn Lattimore out for the rest of the season. I still think Mikey's a really good ball player. I really do. Now, he's taken a ton of risks as far as what I'm seeing on tape, as far as trusting his eyes and getting out of place in coverage. And just, I thought last year he just stuck in his fundamentals, and what he did best at Michigan was just stick to the scheme and stick to the zone and then trust his eyes to make plays. I don't think he's forgotten how to play football, but I think whatever's going on behind the scenes, what Joe Witt is asking these guys to do, has just changed dramatically. So if there's one guy, I think it's Mike Sanders still, and I still want to see Jordan McGee get more snaps than Bobby Wagner in the middle of this defense, because I know he's not the A-gap, B-gap defender that Bobby is and fit in the run, but you got to have athletes at the second level, and he is their by far best athlete at that position. You got to let the kid fly around because, you're 3-6. I'm right there with you as far as what you said about the Lions this week. You're in an evaluation period for Adam Peters, and you're finding out who's staying here, or who's just stealing paychecks, and who actually wants to show up and play ball for me. And right now, there's not a lot of guys that look like want to do that.
Think your evaluation was spot on. The Jordan McGee thing is fascinating to me because every time he plays, I mean, he flashes, man. I mean, just looks like he's shot out of a cannon. He's got the sideline to sideline ability. I just continue to wonder, Ryan, what took so long? Why has he not been playing all along? In terms of this year's draft class, and I know we're in their rookie season, so I'm not going to, you know, be too critical of anything that I've seen. Why do you think Kane Medrano's not active?
Yeah, Kane is an interesting talking point, Linnell, and the fact where out of UCLA, I remember even just during the draft process where I was kind of trying to figure out what exactly he was, because there was a lot of attention at UCLA for Femi Oladejo that went to Tennessee, and his teammate and running mate at Carson Schlesinger that's been great for Cleveland at the same position. But when you looked at Kane, was he a hybrid safety? Was he in that Dom Hampton type of role? Like, what exactly what he's going to be for this defense? And now where you've been so bad, specifically at the second and third level of your defense, and this is a guy you drafted because he's a high-level athlete, and Adam Peters has always prioritized those guys, is it simply because he doesn't know what he's doing defensively and he's more so a better athlete than a good football player right now and there's really no median in that skill set? Like, really, what's the situation here? Because at the end of the day, he's a sixth-round pick, and that's really a flyer on a guy. But when you have five picks, kind of the expectation, it goes up a little bit for a guy like this as far as to be a multi-phase contributor. So I think still he's a guy that really – I don't know exactly what he's going to be for this defense, but what I do know is that he's a physical football player that reads and reacts. And as far as what we've heard from Dan Quinn since he's been in town is he wants dog-ass competitors that flies downhill and competes. And that's exactly what Kane Medrano does, and he should absolutely get more snaps, whether that's as linebacker or a hybrid safety or whatever they need. Put him at edge. Let the young kid play and at least see what you have.
I totally agree with you, my friend. I'll let you go on this. I know there's been plenty of discourse online surrounding Jayden Daniels and what he was able to accomplish in his sophomore season. My overall thoughts in terms of his second year, I still think he's got the tools and the traits, and he's shown the capability of being the long-term guy. I would still bet on that being the case, while I can also recognize that there was some gun shyness is how I would put it with him this year at certain times, just not letting the football go. Your thoughts on his year two performance and where he's going moving forward?
Yeah, I agree, and it's a great question, Linnell. And it's okay to say bad things about a superstar type of player, right? I know we haven't had it a ton, right? Yeah. But it's okay to hate a little bit on a young player as far as, hey, you got to work on some things because he's not perfect. And if he was perfect in year one, that's the best version of Jayden Daniels that we're ever going to have. That's a problem.
Yeah,
it is. He's got to consistently improve. But I'm right there with you. You know, and I think ultimately, Linnell, it comes down to him understanding that, one, that the front five at times has not been great in pass pro this year. And then bottom line also, you know, he's looking for lanes to run, and there's no one that can separate on the perimeter. And that's a really tough feeling. And I honestly, Linnell, I felt bad at times for him. Because even against Seattle, he is getting beat up the entire football game, regardless of what happened that fourth quarter. He got beat up the entire football game, and really the entirety of the season, he got beat up under center. So I think overall the gun shyness, the mechanics a little bit were lazy in the lower half, targeting the back side of the field as a right-handed quarterback when it's closed off a little bit at times where I want to see a little bit more of that. But you got to get some guys in the damn building that can separate. Because when we've seen him with guys on the outside that can just give him a little bit of room, he can put it in the bucket for you, whether it's a little screen, a little tunnel to the outside, or a 50-yard hole shot to Terry McLaurin against Cincinnati. So I just think there are moments where it was great, there's moments where they're bad, and it's okay to talk about this kid with things to improve, and that's kind of where I'm at with him.
Ryan, I appreciate you as always. Just a professional conversation. It'll be available wherever you get your podcast as well for those of you tuning in mid-conversation. Ryan, I appreciate you as always, man. And look, I'm glad you said what you said. It's okay to have small criticisms of the franchise quarterback. You don't have to name call. You're not going to be rude. Twitter has turned into a cesspool.
It is. And I always appreciate you, man.
Yes, indeed. That's Ryan Fowler. Make sure you give him a follow at @RyanFowler_. I want to talk about some of what we spoke about coming up on the other side of the break, specifically with this draft class of the 2024 draft class, taking a look back at that group. When is the fair time to evaluate that group and to levy out some responsible criticism? And then which guy in that class, not named Jaden Daniels, do you think has the best chance to develop into a blue chipper? I want your calls on that at 301-230-0980. Repeat it for you here again. I want to take a look at this 2024 draft class for the Washington Commanders. All nine guys, eight guys that they selected a year ago. And I want to ask the question of, outside of Jaden Daniels, who's got the best chance to become a blue chip player, a difference maker, a impact guy? 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll let Lap kick us off while he's sitting on hold here. What's going on, Lap?
Hey, what's up, man? I think it's going to take us a few years. Like I had told you before, like, and you alluded to this, we don't have the talent some of these other quarterbacks that's in Jaden's class. You know, that's why what makes Jaden so special, because our team sucked last year, for real, to be honest. He carried us, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I think they need to look into that, building some talent around him. As far as blue chippers, future blue chippers, I like Trey Amos. I like Sander Steele. I like Bill. I want them to use Sennett more, man, because I told you before, I said we need a catching running back besides Austin Eckler, and we need a pass catching nice tight end besides Zach Ertz, because at some point, you know, this might be his last year, or he might not play, you know what I'm saying, a few years. We need a future tight end like some of, like you see what the Cardinals got, the Raiders got, you know, the Packers, you know what I'm saying? They got certain, you know, tight ends, like, that's your bread and butter. You know what I'm saying? Brock Purdy, he got Kittle. You know what I'm saying? He got somebody you could go to as a safety net. And I think if he had that, you know what I'm saying, you will see a better, you know what I'm saying, side of him. So hopefully some of them guys could develop, even some of the guys on the offensive line too. But, yeah, we need to put some talent around him, man, because this is just bad. And like Mark said too, you know, we looking like Ron Rivera 2.0. And this is where I was iffy, and I told you about Dan Quinn. I don't want that foolishness he did with Atlanta and Dallas getting whooped. I don't want him to bring that here, man. So year three, he got to show us something, man. He got to show us something. You can't look like you don't know how to coach or you don't know what's going on, and then you got players you need to put them in. Like, this is the perfect time to test and see what you have, why we have all these injuries, why we not making the playoffs. Put guys in the game, see what they can do. And I want to see my boy Trey get off the receiver, man. That boy can play, man. He can get open like Zacchaeus.
Talk about Treylon Burks.
Get that man some catches, man.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. Taking your calls on this coming up on the other side of the break. I want to take a look at the 2024 draft class for the Washington Commanders. One, and I know what some people are going to say, and I think Ryan kind of alluded to this. How long, when is the appropriate time to, you know, levy down responsible criticism towards the 2024 draft class for their, you know, simply put, lack of production at this point? And then of the guys in that 2024 class, minus Jaden Daniels, take him out of the equation, who's got the best shot in your mind to turn into a blue chip prospect for the Washington Commanders? 301-230-0980 is the number. Next. You're on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.